Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. I'm your host, John Jacob Schmidt. And once again, I hope you guys had a blessed week. Happy June 1st. I trust that all of you had a blessed and safe Memorial Day weekend. It is June. We're 20 days away from officially summer, but it feels like summer now. It's just amazing here in the American Redoubt. If you're listening on our terrestrial stations, 96.5 FM, or on AM, the AM dial, 6:30 AM. Welcome to all you guys out there. There's a wave, the invisible wave. You can't see, but I'm waving at you. And for those of you in the live listening streaming audience, you know, we live stream through Liberty Broadcasting System as well. And of course, our call-in listeners, all of you outside the American Redoubt, or outside, I would say, outside the wire in occupied territory, our thoughts and prayers are with you. All right. Now, this week, we've got, this has been a very revealing week as far as in terms of spiritual warfare. Has it not? If you've been paying attention. So I wanted to bring your attention to something that you're first probably going to think doesn't matter. It's international. Doesn't bother me. Don't care. I want to know what's going on in my own community. Well, stay with me through the duration because I will be bringing things that are national or even international right here at home where it affects you. We are in the midst of spiritual warfare. We war not in flesh and blood, right? This is spiritual warfare that we are engaged in. But it is also manifesting itself physically. And let me just show you how that's done. So if you want to fight this stuff, you can hold a rally, you can hold a protest. But the best way that you can fight this leftist, anti-American, I will say it, anti-Christian agenda is by fighting on your knees, first and foremost, because this is what we're up against. So I want to take you to a United Nations World Health Organization health report. This just came out this week. There's multiple organizations, media outlets that are covering this week. This just happened on the 28th, so just a few days ago. But I just picked this up from Breitbart. I like those guys. I like their writing. I think they're right on. Their focus is right on where it should be, in my opinion. So the United Nations World Health Organization has officially removed the term transgender from the classification of mental disorders. First of all, how many of you even knew that transgenderism was considered a mental disorder? Well, it was. It was widely accepted around the world for decades, since the United Nations and the World Health Organization existed, and they began identifying mental and physical or psychological and emotional and medical conditions. And they just this week, some reason, they felt compelled to make it official that transgenderism now, after decades and decades, as we move further and further away from our moral foundation and our roots, our morality, now we've become enlightened and realized that transgender should be removed from the classification of mental disorders. As expected, during the World Health Organization's annual assembly in Geneva on Saturday, that's a week ago, this took place, the member states adopted the 11th edition of the International Classification of Diseases. It's the first update of this classification of diseases list in almost 30 years. According to the UN Health Agency, gender identity disorder is no longer classified as a mental disorder. What other disorder could it be if it's not a mental disorder? But they're saying instead, gender identity disorder will be called gender incongruence. In other words, there's a man calling himself a woman. We can now say that's incongruent. In other words, something don't match, right? Something's not matching up. What you're saying you are, if a man walks up to you and says, I'm a frog, we're supposed to pretend with them now. And they're going to make it a crime eventually for you not to pretend along with somebody who is clearly one thing, but is claiming to be another. The World Health Organization said those who claim to be of a gender that is incompatible with their biological sex should be guaranteed medical treatments and surgeries to make them sterile. Since last year, World Health Organization has stated it would be removing gender incongruence from its list of mental illnesses in order to reduce the stigma. In other words, let's make them feel comfortable in their delusion, because we want to reduce the stigma that may come with claiming to be a gender that is incongruent with one's actual biological sex. And they're saying this move is going to better social acceptance of individuals living with gender incongruence. It's not the gender that's incongruent. It's the claim that's incongruent with reality. Okay, now I want to key in on something here, because the left is so out of touch. They're so delusional, beyond delusional. The useful idiots are delusional who support it. These people are evil, evil. Because if you remember decades ago, if you've studied eugenics, and I have, and this was just, I was just reminded of this, that eugenics is the creating of a master race, really, in getting rid of the undesirables. This is what the Planned Parenthood used to be known as, the International or National Eugenics Society. That's what they were called, eugenics. Well, that's like the customized breeding and not allowing some people. So what they would do is their whole plan was to sterilize people, the undesirables. So look at this. World Health Organization, their own words, said those who claim to be of a gender that is incompatible with their biological sex should be guaranteed medical treatments. Yeah, right? They got all the leftists on board with this. And surgeries to make them sterile. So this is all part of eugenics, to sterilize people. So what they do is they pretend to be on your side, fighting for you. And matter of fact, they're even going to fight for your right to get surgeries and to become sterilized. And isn't it interesting also, which I'm going to talk about in the second segment, how these are the same type of evil people who are advancing another part of eugenics, and that's abortion. But see, the sickness of this all is saying this is not a mental disorder. Now we're fighting for you, right? But what's interesting is just what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago in 2015, 4 years ago, almost to the day, on June 2nd of 2015, Dr. Paul McHugh from the Johns Hopkins, he's a psychiatrist. He said transgenderism is a mental disorder and sex changes are biologically impossible. Well, unless you ask the World Health Organization, which will be all too happy to fight for your rights so they can sterilize you, which is all part of the eugenics plan, right? Or if they can't sterilize you, they're going to make sure that you can kill your baby. So, 4 years ago, almost to the day, he said, the author of 6 books, 125 peer-reviewed medical articles, made his remarks in a recent commentary in the Wall Street Journal, where he explained that transgender surgery is not the solution for people who suffer disorder of assumption. The notion is that their maleness or femaleness is different than what nature assigned to them biologically. He also reported on a new study showing that the suicide rate among transgendered people who had reassignment surgery is 20 times higher than the suicide rate among non-transgender people. 20% higher. This is destructive. They pretend that they're fighting for you, looking out for you. It's about your freedoms, about your rights, about your body, right? But they want to sterilize you. They want to help you pretend. They want to affirm you in your delusion. They want to criminalize any type of counseling that would steer you away from this destructive lifestyle, which in turn would also put you in a rate of 20% higher rate of suicide. But they're going to fight for your right because they care about you. Isn't that something? Dr. McHugh further noted studies from Vanderbilt University and London's Portman Clinic of Children who had expressed transgender feelings but for whom, over time, 70 to 80% spontaneously lost those feelings. See how we're targeting the children? We're going after the children on this transgender issue. They're injecting it into the kids at the very young ages. Not the adults who already, I thought it was a girl, but I snapped out of that. That was ridiculous. I'm a man and I'm glad I am. Or the same for the women, right? But catch them when they're kids. Then you can affirm. These are sexual deviants driving this. I'm telling you, this is all headed toward the advancement, the legalization, the propulsion of pedophilia. You think I'm making this up? The South Hill Library in Spokane, they just released their activity a calendar. And on it, they have for next week, June 15th, at the Spokane Library, Drag Queen Story Hour is coming to Spokane, and a counter-protest is already in the works. Well, no kidding. People are riled up. And by the way, the church at Planned Parenthood now, praise God, is showing 500 to 700 participants each week at Planned Parenthood. You go to church@plannedparenthood.org and look that up. And find out how you can get involved in one in your city. But it started in Spokane. And they had like one protester, some guy dressed in a dress, saying, my body, my choice, whatever. But these are Christians praying, bringing the battle right onto the battlefield on the lawn of Planned Parenthood. Not interfering, but just praying. Well, so I guess they are interfering because they're unleashing the spiritual forces and hosts of angels that are battling. And this is, the testimonies are just amazing that have come from that. But the enemy is coming from a different front this time. Now it's Drag Queen Story Hour in Spokane next Saturday. Of course, they also have the Islam, Introduction to Islam. They've got that. But you notice they've got them separated by a week. They've got the Muslims and the drag queens separated by a week. Different Saturdays. Don't want those, you know, don't want them fighting amongst themselves right now, right? But there is a counter-protest. Christians, pastors, patriots, conservatives are organizing right now. There's an article at KXLY. Of course, they don't have very good credibility with us right now because of the smear campaigns they've helped to perpetuate. But they are reporting this, and they're also reporting that there's some people in the community that are furious about it that are actually going to be protesting, peacefully protesting this advancement of this, what was just until a few days ago, just until a week ago, was a mental disorder, according to the World Health Organization. And now we've got these transgender, cross-dressing, drag queen, whatever, reading stories to our children. I told you they're coming after the children. This is going to, what they're, this is where this is headed is legalized pedophilia. Now, I know some people are going to say, oh, that's ridiculous. You're fear-mongering. You're exaggerating. You're spreading hate. You're spreading suspicion about people that just want to read stories to children. They're not trying to convert your children. They just want... Well, I remember in the 90s, people were pushing... The homosexual community was pushing to be accepted. And someone who brought up the notion that they would one day want to actually be married were shot down, ridiculed, mocked, told they were fearmongers, told them that they were exaggerating. You're a conspiracy theorist. Remember, yesterday's conspiracy theory is today's headlines. So anyone with discernment, which I lament that even in our Christian conservative community, we lack discernment. Most of you in the listening audience lack discernment. Most of us lack discernment. We hear lies and we accept it as truth because we don't have the discernment. Pray for discernment and pray for supernatural wisdom to be able to sort out the truth from the lies. This is the time right now. This is the time that tries men's souls. We are living in this time right now. You were born for this time. So we need to step up to this fight that we're in. They are targeting our children. Your tax dollars are funding it. To put... What other could they be than pedophiles? Drag Queen Story Hour. It is... So, now, they actually have a website. So you think I'm exaggerating? You think I'm fear-mongering? Throwing out some conspiracy theories, because that's what the SPLC is going to say. That's what the leftist media is going to say. But I want to point you to their very own website. It's called dragqueenstoryhour.org. They actually have a website that is allowed to remain up. And this is what this is the heading for their website. Drag Queen Story Hour, or DQSH, they love those acronyms, or it's not even an acronym, I don't know what that is. Drag Queen Story Hour is just what it sounds like. Drag queens reading stories to children in libraries, schools, and bookstores. DQSH captures the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of childhood and gives kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. People, your tax dollars are funding pedophiles to be brought in and allowed to sit in your public institutions, your libraries, your schools, and, well, bookstores. They list. That's where they're targeting. They are targeting children. They're saying it. How many times does our enemy say, guess what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk across the street. I'm going to punch you right in the nose. I don't think he'd really do that. Well, then he starts walking across the street and he's saying, I'm going to punch you in the nose. Look, no, he wouldn't do it. It's broad daylight. I wouldn't. And then he walks up to you and he punches you in the nose. And then you're surprised. But if you're telling your friends, hey, this guy's going to come punch me in my nose. Oh, you're exaggerating. He told me he's going to punch me in the nose. And now he's walking toward me. You're fear-mongering. You're living in fear. And then he walks up and punches you in the nose. These people are saying what they're going to do. And it's happening right here in our own communities. And they're even telling you. It's just what it sounds like. Drag queens reading stories to children in libraries, schools, and bookstores. Capturing the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of childhood. Again, targeting children. And gives kids... There's nothing in here about adults. This is targeting children specifically. Wake up, people. You better be praying on your knees, but it also requires action. And that means you need to be joining others in your community and standing against this mental disorder. I don't care. World Health Organization made a bad call. And this is happening right here. They're targeting your children, those who they allow to live. We'll talk about that in segment two. Don't go away. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. And this segment was brought to you by Works Holsters, WERKZ.com. Works Holsters for your custom-made Kydex holsters and magazine carrier pouches that are made right here in the American Redoubt by freedom-loving patriots with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Stay right there.
Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth, and the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty. The world is caught in an era of socialist expansion. Most of the nations are affected, and America is a target. In fact, the number one target of both the socialist and the communist. If we permit our great system to crumble through the apathy of our citizenship, we shall lose not only our freedom, but our prosperity and our still brighter future.
We're back at the voice of the American Redoubt. The American Redoubt is the conservative inland Pacific Northwest region dominated by conservative Christian patriots in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. Well, formerly known as Eastern Washington, it's Liberty State. Thank you all, and God bless you guys for continuing to support. Thank you for getting those flags up, the Liberty State flags. All right, this segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites out of St. Mary's, Idaho, right on the beautiful St. Joe River. And that's about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Riverfrontsuites.com is the website. Find how you can plan your weekend getaway. And beautiful in the heart of the American Redoubt. And by the way, it was yard signs. Yard signs is the word that I was looking for. Liberty State, they say Liberty State Now on one side. And on the other side, they got the libertystate.org website and the Liberty State flag. Now, in the last few minutes, I want to cover some stuff here. This week, Disney announced that they are considering boycotting Georgia, the state of Georgia, over their abortion law, this heartbeat law. So if the fetus, once it has a heartbeat, it's considered a person and protected from abortion. If this law finally gets signed in and goes through, like it looks like it very well could, Disney is saying that they will boycott Georgia. There's like 400 productions in the state of Georgia just in 2018. So they're trying to hurt them, you know, financially. But now there are other groups that are coming on saying we are also going to boycott Georgia if you pass this abortion law. So in other words, if you protect the unborn, the most vulnerable of all people. No, those are the ones that the World Health Organization hasn't tried to come along and be on their side and sterilize yet. So if you're not sterilized, we'll help you kill your baby. And they're getting it from both sides. And so now several other organizations are saying that they are going to join in this. Yeah, they said Georgia's economy would undoubtedly take a major hit should film studios and production companies go through with boycott plans. Guess what? Sometimes there's just a price to pay for doing the right thing. And it's not about money. You cannot, all the money in the world cannot buy your soul back. Got it? And Georgia is making the right decision. And the same thing's happening in Alabama and Missouri, Mississippi, and just all over the place. They're making this decision to make the right decision and stand up to preserve life. And who's arguing against it? Now, California, the governor just said, women who want to have an abortion are welcome to come to California, soliciting women to come to his state to kill their own children. This is lunacy. Absolutely lunacy. But there was a positive story from the entertainment industry this week, and I'm really excited about this. Oscar-winning actor Jon Voight declared his support for President Trump in no uncertain terms. He said, "Republicans, or people of the Republican Party, I know you will agree with me when I say our president has our utmost respect and our love. This job is not easy, for he's battling the left and their absurd words of destruction." He also said, "I'm here today to tell you the truth, and I'm here to tell you, my fellow Americans, our country is stronger, safer, with more jobs, because our president has made his every move correct." But this is really cool. "Don't be fooled by the political left, because we are the people of this nation that is witnessing triumph. So let us stand with our president. Let us stand up for this truth. President Trump is the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. God bless America, and may God continue to guide this nation." And this is what I really love. He said, "The Democrats have targeted young people, knowing how easy it is to bring forth whatever is needed to program their minds." And he spoke out against Marxism. And he says, "I was caught up in the hysteria during the Vietnam era, which was brought about through Marxist propaganda underlying the so-called peace movement." He called it for what it is. But it's not just President Trump. It's everybody that's in the fight for the things that we value. They need your support. Not just President Trump. There was a group, I'm just going to close with this. There was a social media posting this week protesting a parade that Representative Matt Shea is going to be in. These are radical leftists. And they're saying, hey, join us to show up. Anyone who's against Trump and Shea. That's like, those are the two people they chose to focus on. The people that are the most effective in fighting for liberty are the ones that they are going to fight against the hardest. And even the radical leftists on their social media are saying, come join us for this parade to make your voice be known, you fellow Marxist communists. Those who are against Trump and Shea. That's quite a compliment for Representative Matt Shea in my book. Join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m., RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. You guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.